The media are not close to corporate America. They're not favorable to corporate America. They are corporate America. They're an integral part of corporate America.
We're making plans to resist with all of our creativity.
Think for yourself.
And then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America.
Think for yourself.
When morning work bells chime, praise him for bits of overtime, praise him whose wars we love to fight, praise him fat leech and parasite.
Through the workers which I run, there will be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun, cause we're forced enough to speak other than the feeble strength of one, but the union makes us strong, because we hold nothing in common with the greedy parasite, who would beat us into serfdom and would crush us with his might. At this point there's nothing left for us but to organize and fight, cause the union makes us strong. Cause it's we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines and worked the factories, endless miles of rural late. Now we stand a casting star amid the wonders that we made. The union makes us strong. That they never work to earn, but without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can smash their fucking power, take our freedom when we learn. The union makes us strong, cause in our hands we have a power greater than the holy gold, greater than the strength of armies multiplied a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old. Well, the union makes us strong.
I got 99 problems, but the rich ain't one. I canceled the cops.
control.
So no block patrol.
Need help from the police?
Nope.
The station's closed.
When I need assistance, I just ask my billionaire bros. Charles and David Koch are the friends I chose.
Don't care if you got holes in your zap or toes. And neither do my friends with the gang of dough. Too busy popping bubbly up in a chateau. Talking shit in some old eating escargot. Funny voters believe my little dance and show.
The people?
I care more about my Bordeaux. Rich donors manipulate the middle class, deceive the people by giving me cash for ads.
And you?
I don't know what you take me as. Like Romney, I ain't concerned with the lower class. We all think that working families are bums. I got 99 problems, but the rich got funds.
Hit me!
Yeah. Tell them. 99 problems, but the rich ain't one. Hey, if you unemployed and broke, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but the rich ain't one. Snatched the win in 2010 for governor, that's raw. In my rearview mirror, it's me with no flaws. I got two choices, y'all. Work for Wisconsin or erode workers' rights, strip them down to the floor. Got a few fair dollars, but I don't make that cake. Cause I ain't trying to see railways built in this place. Said I protect jobs, threw that to the side of the road and heard.
Jobs, that's what we fighting for.
With the labor rights record so terrible, don't have to be a mind reader for you to know how many jobs lost.
You wanna guess some more?
About 35,604.
People plead,
Mr. Walker, step out of the car. You're hoping Barrett drives, so I know a lot of you are, but I ain't coming out of it.
My kingship is legit,
and while I'm here, I'ma push up on your earnings a bit.
Pump up your healthcare and pensions
so we can pad our stacks.
We want bargaining rights, we got a recall for that.
On y'all sharpest attack, y'all organizing something, y'all feeling empowered or something, but y'all ain't in power now.
But that's about to switch, enough to free Wisconsin from your death grip.
Well, we'll see how smart you are when the recall comes. I got 99 problems,
but the rich got funds.
Hit me. 99 problems, but the rich ain't one.
Hey, if you unemployed and broke, I feel bad for you, son.
I got 99 problems, but the rich ain't one.
Hit me.
There was a feeling in the air. Everything was quiet. Things were different everywhere. The Wobblies were back again with Joe Hill at the mic. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike, there was no one pumping gasoline. No one driving from town to town. No one at the registers. All the highways were shut down. The cars were stuck in the garage. CEOs on flakes. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike. No one flipping burgers. All the grills were cold. Onion rings were in their bag. Fries were growing mold. There were no baristas at Starbucks asking how many shots would you like when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. The fruit was falling off. No one to load the truck. Corn was rotting on the stalks. No farmhands to shuck. Workfare workers were hanging at home, spending the day with their takes. When all the minimum wage workers went on were housebound. Their nannies left the job. Walmart workers said enough of our labor has been robbed. The foot locker was locked up. Bob had to take a hike.
Are there lots of things you lack? If your life's made up of misery, then Dom, the boss is off your back. Are your clothes all torn and tattered? Are you living in a shack? Would you have your troubles scattered? Then Dom, the boss is off your back. Are you almost split asunder, loaded like a donkey's back? Why don't you buck like thunder and dump the bosses off your back? All the agonies you suffer, you could end with one good whack. Stand up, brothers and sisters, and dump the bosses off your back.
The bum on the rods is hunted down as an enemy of mankind. The other is driven around to his club as fettered, wined, and dined. And they who curse the bum on the rods as the essence of all that's bad will greet the other with a winning smile and extend the hand so glad. The bum on the rods is a social flea who gets an occasional bite. The bum on the plush is a social leech, blood-sucking day and night. The bum on the rods is a load so light that his weight we scarcely feel, but it takes the labor of dozens of folks to furnish the other a meal. As long as we sanction the bum on the plush, the other will always be there. But rid ourselves of the bum on the plush and the other will disappear. Then make an intelligent, organized kick. Get rid of the weights that crush. Don't worry about the bum on the rods. Get rid of the bum on the plush.
In the year 2002, with 20 minutes warning, the Liberals introduced Bill 29. Only 3 days later, that hateful bill was passed. It offered BC workers bitter wine. The layoffs and the closings took their toll on patient care, with loyal workers laid off and locked out. With our collective bargaining rights denied by active law, our union's very future was in doubt. But we fought back, we fought back, we fought back, and we won. We fought back, we fought back. We fought back and we won. A 5-year legal battle with the outcome most uncertain. With layoffs mounting, what else could we do? We educated, agitated with our friends and allies. We stood together and we saw it through. The Supreme Court was the last stop in this battle for survival, decided by 3 women and 4 men. It was on the 8th of June we heard their 6-1 decision, and things will never be the same again.
We fought back, we fought back, we fought back and we won. We fought back, we fought back, we fought back and we won.
But to fight. The court has finally recognized what we knew all along. Collective bargaining's a basic human right. It's cause for celebration now, but let us not forget there are many battles yet that lie before us. Now won't we all be overjoyed when Gordon Campbell's unemployed? By now he knows that he cannot ignore us.
We fought back, we fought back, we fought back, we won. We fought back, we fought back, we fought back and we won. We fought back, we fought back, we fought back and we won. We fought back, we fought back, we fought back.